Big Bounce in the building tonight.
Speaking of people who are putting on for us something serious, Juice Man is coming into the building in just a little bit. Talking about Gal Wine. Okay then, brother. That is his latest track. So I can't wait to hear what he's going to tell us. I have Juice Man in the building, hey, as well as Mikey. How you doing, baby?
Yeah, dig. I'm good. How you
doing? It do be like that.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastico. How are you doing?
I'm quite well. Good Friday.
Yeah.
Coming to town, so things are good.
You're putting a big old bounce in our because it's the Big Bounce Friday right here on The Hype. So you already know what the deal is. At Big Bounce 984 to talk to us. Hashtag Big Bounce 984 while you're talking to us. And one thing I definitely want to discuss is this is a little sexy track you put out right here. Because Juice Man, you've been to the studio before. But when you came, you didn't come like this, if you will. So I'm trying to figure out what the vibes were, and which direction are we going in now?
Yo, just a bit of dancehall, you know, sentimental vibes.
Definitely sentimental.
Gal Wine is a special song, so it's basically a romantic song between a guy and a girl, you know, something, you know, intimate. And it's a vibe, man. You should listen to the lyrics, especially in, you know, sexual moments. Let me say that.
I'm crying.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Is that what we're calling them now as millennials? The sexual moments that you might engage in. You perhaps would love to play this track.
Yes, I
think it's going to be a little sexy and a little deviant in the right way. Okay, we feel that. So tell me the inspiration behind this very sexy song.
Girls, to be honest.
It was a for me.
So, you know, I have a little special someone, so she was part of the inspiration for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The lyrics definitely make sense because there was something about that round behind,
Africa. The booty from Africa.
that line actually took me clean out. Yeah.
African women.
Yeah, I mean, period, you know.
Wonderful behind.
Stay given. definitely not going to get stick figures over here. Uh-huh. Okay, so it was a lover.
Yes.
It was a lover who inspired you.
But it's directed to all people who have been in that moment, you know.
I think grown folk have all been in that moment with a lover.
That's true.
Okay, so that's why why are you giggling so much? What's going on?
The lover,
this is not the Juice Man I first met. First of all, can I bring up a funny anecdote? Can we be honest about our relationship and where we first started?
Mm-hmm.
Juice, do you remember when I was calling you Juicy Man?
Juicy Man. You're actually the person who started that, you know?
And then I was like, oh, he juicy. Then I was like, I gotta go with it. Because I was like, it's going to get dangerous if I don't keep it up. It's going to look awkward.
You started the campaign.
Yeah, I started that campaign. So I guess was it that interview that has you in your lover boy phase? I mean, in addition to the lava.
Oh, that was not.
It was also like, oh, I'm juicy. Oh, I do that too. Yeah, because you were always like hardcore, like a little bit rare. We saw you on Angela. We know what you did there. We saw you. We know what you... Mikey, why are you there? Mikey, I have to turn off your mic if you're going to keep laughing. Contribute to la conversation.
No, I just remembered in Angela how hard he was going. Like, that was actually a Gal Wine.
Exactly. Moment. Like, but it was a different Gal Wine moment, right? Because even in the video, it was just like very like, you know, this sounds so suave. This is so suave. And the first one was just like, or, you know, that your recent hit.
Like a club in Jamaica.
Right. Yeah. There was a lot happening. Okay, stick around. I've got more questions for this very interesting man. And his inspiration behind Gal Wine. I also want to know where you're going with this and where we can see you perform it. But anyway, different conversation for a different day. It's actually funny because no one can see it, but both Juice Man and Mikey are whining at the same time. This is crazy. They dutty whining with it. It's actually madness. Hey guys, willkommen, bienvenue. Karibuni.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Tell us about all the things you're up to. So first of all, one thing we absolutely have to discuss, because it would be heresy if we didn't, is the whole Angela duet between you and Boutros. Why are you smiling big? Were you smiling as big when you were talking about Gal Wine?
I knew this was going to come though. That's why I'm smiling.
Okay, fair. So of course we want to find out, like, how did this link up happen? How, you know, The beauty that we have now.
Angela, you know, me and Boutros have been friends for a while.
Yeah.
So Angela was just an inevitable song, to be honest.
Okay,
so
I like that answer.
Link up, you know, it was a Sunday actually afternoon. We were bored from the previous night, you know. We just felt like just going through the day, and it was kind of like a good idea to go to the studio.
Okay.
So like, we didn't even know.
When you say bored, let's use the
hang down.
Yeah.
Hangs.
I was gonna say let's use the Urban Dictionary, if you will. Yeah, I'm like, what does that really mean? If you decipher it as a philosopher, you know, I felt like it wasn't boredom per se. Maybe it was more of like a hangi.
Also
has to do something with. Okay, but now the creative juices are flowing more than normally. and then yeah, of course, boredom ties in, but yeah. It's like 20% of the thing, if you will. Okay,
true.
So you guys find yourself in the studio and you're just like, let's go crazy.
Yeah, imagine we'll play three instrumentals. This was actually one of them. Girly Wine was actually one of them.
Okay.
So at first we didn't feel like Girly Wine was the right one for the moment.
The tempo, wasn't the right tempo.
So when we had Angela, we told the Caxi on the beat, you know, the producer.
Mm-hmm.
We told him, you play that
who's
again.
The same one who did this,
yes,
am I correct?
Yes,
because I saw it. Yes,
So we told him, yo, rewind that beat. So immediately Boutros starts saying, Angela, I know you're like Angela. So I'm asking, what are you saying? Like, who's Angela?
What do you
like,
want about?
Bro, me, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying whatever comes to my mind.
Sounds so about Boutros. Let's go.
I was like, whoa, let me compliment him. So I said with my Angie, bad.
Hey.
So he was like, what?
I was ready to be like, shake your body. Yeah, it's so catchy, though.
Yeah.
It's like disgusting how catchy it is. Now, so this was the other cool thing that obviously happened.
Yes.
That you guys got a little something going with Conscience.
Yes. Ooh. That was a mad
we couldn't ignore that either. So how did that come to be?
Yo, first of all, I'd like to shout out 1RPM for doing that. They're a distribution label.
Mm-hmm.
And like they also distribute Conscience's music also and Wanda Banton. That's how they came. So they linked it up. First of all, I'm so happy, man. Conscience follows me. I don't know how many people he follows in Kenya, but he follows
in
me.
The world, it's probably like 300 with his with his little fine self.
Yeah, so now this guy is suggesting a remix that would actually change the dynamics of this song.
Yeah, definitely. So, and it has.
Yeah, we didn't expect. So one time they sent us Conscience first. They were like, what do you mean? Is he actually saying Otieno? Is he really? So he was like, he was so happy
deceased.
To be on this mix.
Yeah.
You know, because it was like, he didn't know we're really doing dancehall and all that kind of vibes in Kenya.
And he loves Kenya.
He loves, yeah.
We already know that, right? He's visited numerous times.
Yeah.
He likes to collab with artists here and so on and so forth. So yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So it was just like a no-brainer and your label was able to make it
happen, you know. So now we like
marry y'all, if you will. Yes, okay, cool.
Some sort of relationship in the song.
Mm-hmm. No, literally marry the sounds.
Yes,
as well, because
true.
You also have to have a good producer, you have to have, you know what I mean, a label that understands the assignment, all those kind of things, to mix down and make something as gorgeously homogenous that has come out of also the remix. It can also get disrespectful. You know how sometimes I don't want to name artists or songs, but there are some things where I get really annoyed hearing remixes where I'm like, no, but I will gladly play either. Still sing every lyric, bust down on my Thoriana, all that fun stuff. You know what I'm saying? On my Angiana, I should say.
Yeah.
On my Wangiana, in fact. So yeah, that's really cool. Okay, so that's how that came to be.
Yeah.
And when it comes to you and your gal Wine, this was a beat that y'all heard. It's the same producer.
Same producer.
So how did you get to do your own solo thing on this then?
When I heard this song, like, first I wasn't really feeling the vibe because I was still getting in
interesting.
Touch with my, you know, the soft side of Juice, you know?
So, okay, Juicy.
One time, man, I was like, yo, let's just try something. And for some reason, I kept on saying Girly Wine when the song was, you know, when the instrumental was playing. So I thought about it, I was like, well, what if I try and sound like
on the hook of
guitar?
The beat, you
on
kept
hook.
Saying
yeah,
that? Okay.
Girly Wine. I kept on saying throughout the song. Then I was like, well, why don't I try sound like, you know, Vibes Cartel? Because it's a big inspiration also to me musically, especially with dancehall.
That's actually hilarious. And now I can hear it immediately.
Yes.
Because I grew up on Vibes and I love Vibes and I'm sure you did too.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Gaza, not Gully, Gaza side.
Hey, never. Vibes, he's hardcore.
Yeah,
we were a little scared of him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
free the guy.
He's
free
now
the
behind
guy.
The cell making
free
the music.
The
but we are saying, I don't know about free him. He's a little scary. I don't know if I'm about free him, but I'm just like, I guess I'll still take the music.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I would rather the inspirations that come out of it. Like now we have Juice Man doing the things that he's done, and now you'll make it your own and make it better.
Yeah.
So if he was an inspiration, where do you think you'll go with your music? Are you going to continue in that genre? That genre being dancehall, or
I'm actually experimenting actually a lot. So
okay.
Like for now I'm on the dance hall,
mm-hmm.
but I still do my, you know, the hard stuff. And I'm trying to also get to Afrobeats. Actually, that's what I'm interested in right now, because I see Afrobeats to the world. You know, they're actually everywhere.
The Don, aka DJ Rouge, who's playing right now, was just violently shaking his head up and down. He's like, yes, that's where it resides. Yes, we like that. Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So what would you like to do in terms of Afrobeats? Because Afrobeat also, I feel like, we have to be honest. There's Afro pop, but yes. Afrobeat is a very specific Naija or Ghanaian sound. So where do you feel like as a Kenyan you would fall into that category?
I think I'm going to experiment with my voice. I think my voice, the way I rap, you know, on the beat, you know, I'm just, you know, calm and collective.
That's
I think
how it will
work.
Carry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's going to work there. I've also done something like that. So it's, you know, it's in that direction. So I'm confident, you know, tell me a beat and we'll see what to do.
Do you feel pressure to do something that is very different that will make you stand out as a Kenyan?
To be honest, the pressure is there, but I'm not really trying to just focus on the pressure. I'm using it to make me better than what I am, because I see, like, I can't stick to one type of music because I never know, I might have a bigger fan base this side. So that pressure is not really affecting me. It's motivating me, actually, if I could say
so it
that.
Propels you.
Yes, yes.
It makes
yeah.
you want to do bigger and better yeah, and yeah. figure out what you can. Okay, I like that. There's a thing I know that's coming out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It has to do with a dance video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just have to ask a few questions before we take, you know, a break for Rouge to do exactly what he's been doing. But, like, what is that whole dance video that we can expect with this? What's that going to look like? Because what I'm imagining, I'm very curious.
Damn. You guys are actually going to like this one. First of all, like, that's why the song is not on YouTube, because we wanted to give space for the dance video. So this dance video, we actually put a lot of thought into it. Very brilliant dancers.
Okay.
They've choreographed a good dance for that. So, like, we're trying to really push it with a dance video because, you know, it's something more sentimental, I would say. Imagine you and your girl.
Right.
You and your man, you're whining for him.
Why are you smiling? What's with the giggling, bro? What's with the giggling,
I'm just
though?
Happy. It's a good Friday.
Okay, that's fine. I'm happy when you're happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So, like, that but dance video is like that. So it's going to be kind of sentimental, someone whining.
It's giving me sensual. Like, yes. The low beats, the dance hall. Like, I'm imagining, like, a pack of girls. And I'm also imagining, you can either tell me I'm absolutely wrong or I'm absolutely right or anything in between. I would love a little bit of feedback. Mm-hmm. But what I'm imagining is that, like, it's almost like... Do you remember that Mr. Easy video? Oh man, what was that song when he's in London? Dun 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 dun. God, it's at the tip of my tongue, and it's what?
Pour Me Water. Is it that one?
Which one?
Holy Water. I don't know. Pour Me Water. Is it that
not
one?
That one. Not that one. Yeah, I guess there are a few that you can use with his
Lego.
With his yeah.
Lego.
Oh, he knew. Yeah. Mikey knew exactly
trust
where I was going with that. Yes,
know.
It's that Lego. Where it's giving you to see how, because you see how the beat is like dun dun.
Yeah, yeah.
Dun dun, and it's just it's very steady and it's very sturdy. Right, so I'm imagining like Legovas, and then but I'm still imagining like a kind of almost one-on-one story being told in between. The sex appeal and the cool beans that are happening. So I'm just curious about what the video is going to look like.
I'd like you guys to see it. But there's going to be women for real. This video is focused.
Well, we already knew that. I hope they're going to be gentlemen as well, because you said it's a love story and it's going to have to.
If oh. they can whine, then
so you got Congolese men up in the video. Period. Rouge is laughing extra hard because he have Congolese, so he already know what those hips can do. He said, "Wine for me, wine for me, wine, wine, wine." Okay, we're gonna take a commercial break. Make sure you stay tuned because I'm gonna find out where this man is performing for us live, and I also want to know some of the other stuff he's up to. We also got a little bit of a preview. Shout out to you, babe, for bringing that to the hype. A little bit of an exclusive. We can take a gander, if you will, a peek. At what else he has up his sleeve, and I know it's gonna be absolutely darling. So, that begs the question: what is in store?
Damn, there's a lot in store.
Okay.
Entertainment, you know, just know it's gonna be at the top, and I'm also producing this day.
That's exactly what I was about to ask. See, so if you're producing, does this mean you got a little company? If people are eager to put themselves out there to get involved with you, how would they do that?
Oh, just, you know, holler at us at CCN, Chumba Changoma, at the studio. You'll find me there working, probably 7 out of 7 these days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Let's catch a vibe, because I'm usually just open to working with anyone. Because, you know, this production thing is something new. So this is where I'm really now experimenting with sounds. I actually even have a few Ama Piano songs. I'll send that to you one day.
One day. Wow. I don't like that. My name is Wanjira. That doesn't mean one day you can just go send me stuff. Like,
okay. Soon day.
Okay. Soon day sounds a lot better. One day sounds like way off in the distance, you know? Like, even my name, Wanjira, it's like off the road. Like, you were so far off, you couldn't even get to the midwife. Like, you just had to come out into the world. So, like, you know me, I'm very eager. I'm very eager to get the good.
Soon day.
Okay. Cool beans. That's awesome. So, when it comes to producing, and you being in front of the camera, on the mic, all that stuff. That's how we really associate you and your image and your brand and everything you've done. Mm-hmm. Have you like opened a situation, a studio? I mean, I do know about CCN. I do know a little bit about that. Hi, Mikey. How you doing? He just behind the camera right now, trying to act casual. But yes, so is it like, have you guys always been together? And so now it's a thing you're going to do, or how does it work?
We're still together and we've always been together.
Okay.
This is just something I'm just trying to pick up on the side. It's basically pure.
How are you learning how to produce? Because it was interesting.
From Kexi, actually. The guy who made the.
Yeah. The producer. Yeah, yes. Angela, and this. Yes.
Gyaliwine.
With the African bouteille.
Yes.
Okay, so that is where you're learning production.
Yes.
What's that experience like?
Damn, it's hard. It's like I'm back in school.
It is, because it's so different. So Ali Fresh and DJ Muro were here yesterday.
Yeah.
And so they were telling me how they went for whole classes.
Yeah.
On how to produce. I mean, in addition, like you're saying, like, you know, on the ground, like learning as we go, which I feel like a lot of artists like to use their hands. But they do. that's how we learn. We have to imitate.
Yes.
Right? We have to imitate. So I'm wondering how it is learning how to imitate without classes right now. Do you feel like you would need classes, or you would want to get into any of that jazz?
Of course I want to do classes, but like for now, I'm going to make it easy in my classes. So I'm just, you know, shadowing, you know, Kaxi, seeing how he does it. And I learn direct, you know.
I'm the same way. I completely understand. Yeah. If you show me and then I do it and I get to like do the thing, then I'll retain it.
So, yeah,
even if I have the utmost professor, you can't just tell me what to do. I have to like do the thing. So I get it. Okay, so you're also the same.
Yeah,
so at the end of the day, maybe you won't even need classes.
That's what I'm thinking. But you know, you gotta have paperwork, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I know nowadays. But I don't know. In our industry, do you think so?
Not really, but it's just usually a bonus, you know.
Perfect.
Especially for, you know, corporate stuff, you know.
You're right.
You actually went out of your way to study, you know, and learn this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe you paid a fee, you did something, you took it extra seriously, if you will, which is like kind of annoying that this is a thing for creatives, but at the same time, it's a thing. And I guess we gotta catch up with the times, which is why you're giving us Ama Piano and a little bit of Genge. Hey, you're giving us some Ajara. Let me stop. No, I'm not gonna stop. Full stop. But I can. Last but not least, where will we find you live? We need to see these performances. We want to be a part of the goodness live. That's a big thing for your followers.
Okay, for now, like, I don't really have gigs, but I'm going to pull up as a guest for my friend next week.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah,
where?
He's doing
and
something
who?
In Kilimani, something sentimental. He's called Wham Going Ham. He's also part of the Chumba Changoma.
Nice.
So he's trying to do a listening party for his mixtape.
Okay, epic.
So I just want to go, you know, show the vibes, have something sentimental with these guys. It's not something big. It's actually Move Cafe in Kilimani. But, you know, just...
I know Move Cafe, and it actually is such a hub for artists. Slick, one of our DJs, plays there and does an amazing thing. So yes, Move is always, always an incredible vibe.
That's
got
true.
You. Okay, okay.
So catch me there next week, Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say less. Mm-hmm. Say less, sis. No, I'm playing. Thank you so much for coming through. It's been an absolute pleasure. Mikey, would you like to say anything on the mic? Because I definitely had that mic up the whole time. And you definitely like played it cool. All I got was laughter in the background. I got background laughter.
Just want to say thank you so much, Wanjira. You're always like your family. You make us feel like family. And we appreciate
you are family.
Yeah, all the time.
You're more than welcome, darling. Big up to the Don, aka Rouge, who definitely held down for us. We've had an amazing time, guys. I'm so sorry. I know it's phenomenal. I want to ask this man a million more questions, but guess what? I'm gonna get the inside scoop. I'm sorry. That having been said, I do need to wrap it up.
1, 2, 3, let's go.
Ride low on the Big Bounce with Wanjira Langauer on 98.4 Capital FM. Big Bounce, 7 to 9 p.m., 98.4 Capital FM.
Go, 50 in the house, bounce.